Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
MBK4HTA. Kilo India 4 Hotel Tango Alpha.
KF8 FSO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KE8RUH, good morning.
Well, good morning. Apparently, I found a way to get to you guys. I'm over, headed to my first day of work over in Kalamazoo. And I thought I'd see if I could find somebody, and here you are.
Cool. So you made the move. Did you find a linked repeater, or did you get a node?
Well, right now I'm running on Echolink through the CMN network. I can't get to the. There's a problem with the radio Kalamazoo repeater, so I can't get to that with the radio. If I get closer to Battle Creek, I could come through across on the IRA, I think. But I don't. KC8 LTS is only linked to the CMN, so I don't quite understand why they don't broaden the CMN network. But you know, I'm sure it's money in use.
Oh, that network is very broad. It just doesn't go that far west and south. And I think, for all the right reasons, they are rather picky with who they link up with and things like that. So that network is surprisingly large. But I think you just happen to be in a zone that they are not moving into or have not moved into yet.
Yeah, I'll find a way. So, I was kind of wondering if Matt was up this early, but he's probably still sleeping in, lazy bum. But I don't know. Somebody said something about maybe doing an all-star node, so I got to look into that because I have no clue how to build that or apply that. But definitely going to check that out. I was just sitting at the drive-thru and thought, I'll try this. And lo and behold, here you are.
Yep, just like normal. Yeah, Echolink works well, and then if you do get into putting together an all-star node, that'll be the next level of that. You know, you can talk into it right from your radio, from a handheld, or a mobile, whatever you want to do. But they work really well, and, you know, it's all internet-based, but as long as you have internet, you'll be able to talk to all of us.
I tried the other day, but I was trying through the FBI repeater system, and for some reason I thought that was hooked to LTS, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, FBI is connected to LTS. Sometimes there's some issues, and the Warren FBI is on Wi-Fi hotspot right now. They had some issues with the linking a couple months ago from one of those big windstorms, and they are working on getting that up in Hardened again.
Yeah, that's good to know. Well, I can save this one, honey. It'll be fine here, but they finally got the wind out repeater back up, but it's not linked to anything. So yeah, we got the packing almost all undone. Everything's got a place for it. I spent a week working on cars over here and getting everybody squared away. My brother and mother with their car needs. Working on stuff at the house, and I kind of relaxed last night. Today's the first day at the new job, so you know how it is being the new guy. It's been the first day pressing the flesh and telling your story 32 times. You know, the first week's always kind of slow and adaptive, but we'll get through it and start making money.
Yep, and it has to feel good to be where you want to be now that you're back on that side of the state and your family.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad to be out of the city. It's so nice to be able to just go out and, you know, make a left or a right and I'm in the country. So, people are different, people, you know, a lot more friendly, not so self-involved. And you still run into a butthead once in a while, but it's sure nice. Nice to be able to go out with old friends and stuff.
I bet it is nice, as I'm rolling in traffic here. The city is a different beast, that's for sure.
Hey, I grew up over here. Like I said before, I've been gone for about 16 years. I'm just tired of being away, and I got about a 20, 25-minute commute up to Kalamazoo from my house. So it's not too bad. I prefer a commute in the morning because I like to get my head right for work and then on the way home you get your head right coming home. And it'll be a nice ride on the motorcycle when that weather breaks. I picked up a new engine and transmission for the hot rod yesterday, so now I got more projects to do. New stuff.
Yeah, who wouldn't want more projects? On top of moving into a new house. You are a glutton for punishment there, I guess.
Well, it's early preparedness, you know, because sometimes when you run across that deal and you just can't pass it up, it was one of those, so I thought I'd better scoop it up and at least give me something to do when I get tired of being in the house or working on house stuff.
Yeah, they're definitely two different projects. One is a labor of love, and one is because you have a new house and you have to get things done.
Yes, sir. All right, well, I'm going to eat my breakfast sandwich, so I'm not standing in the shop the new guy eating breakfast when I first get there. So. I appreciate the response, and I'm glad that I finally found the link to the work, so you have a great day. Thank you again. JF8FSO73.
All right. Well, good luck first day at work, and have a great day, and hopefully we'll catch up with you soon. KE8RUH.
Yeah, we'd be more than happy to put a repeater up over there if you're going to pay the monthly rent on a tower rental, unless you got a big tower over there, Kalamazoo area. KBSW.
Pretty sure I'm not interested in doing all that on my own. But I would pay membership dues to contribute towards it. I know it's the Central Michigan Network, but I'm just... I'm a little dumbfounded that the southwest corner of Michigan isn't covered by any link repeater system, nor is the southeast corner. I don't quite understand that, but I'm new to the game.
East corner is. Detroit. So it gets down pretty close to the southeast corner. Takes money, time, and people that with a will and a want to do it. The biggest thing is the money. And we don't have anybody over in Kalamazoo area, so we'd be more than happy to expand over there. But like I said, it takes time, people, and money. So what it takes. I got to jump out. I'll be back in a bit. KBLSW. KB8SWR.
SWR, this is KE8RUH.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was talking to Chad earlier, and then you just popped in. He was the one talking about the infrastructure over on the other side of the state. He's a newer ham and was over on this side of the state until, like, literally last week and moved over to Kalamazoo. So I think he is just trying to figure out how he can stay in contact with some folks over here. Pretty harmless comments, but I know how hard you guys work on all of your network. So just wanted to let you know he's just looking for a solution and wishful thinking. Not trying to be critical.
I get it. Appreciate it. Appreciate you jumping in there and making sure. There were some emails that went back and forth with him, so he emailed the directors. But, yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem expanding that way. But, you know, Central Michigan Emergency Network started out as a few of us that linked our repeaters together to create a wide coverage area, and I mean, that's just how it's grown. So it's all, you know, everybody's doing a little part and putting it in. We're not a club, and we're an organization. So, you know, it all boils down to the money, time, and effort put forth. So, I think he was getting, in the emails, he kind of got LTF confused with IRA, so. And I already had that discussion on an email.
Yeah, and I think he may only have been licensed now for like 3 or 4 months. I'd be surprised if it's 6. So, like I said, he's just a newer guy trying to find a solution, and I totally understand what you're saying. And, you know, as a new guy, you often think, oh, this stuff is all just here and works and, you know, don't really understand how much of a labor of love it is until you start to know a few people that are putting the work in and have a better understanding of the cost and the time and all the things that you were just talking about. So, yeah, but he's a pretty good guy, so I just wanted to make sure you didn't get the wrong opinion, at least that I'm aware of. He's not trying to be critical. He's just trying to find a solution to talk to as many people and some of us back over here that he started talking to when he first got licensed. So, but with that, I will be clear on your final. I got to walk into the office here. This is KE8RUH.
Okay, you jumping in there. It all helps. It did come across a little harsh at first, but hopefully I wasn't too harsh. I don't think I made any bad comments, but you know how it goes. Have a good day. We're all trying. Keep it up, Sylvia.
No, you weren't too harsh. I just know, like I said, how much of a labor of love it is, and if somebody was being critical of something that I've put as much effort as you guys have put in, I would get very defensive, probably a little too quick. So with that, I'll talk to you soon. KE8RUH.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KE8JXL.
KE8JXL.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W8CD.
You're connected to CMN Network.
All that or junk can be me. W8BD.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
QLK, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF8S on the CMN network.
Connected to CMN network.
I think everybody went to digital.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLL in the mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
KFA FSZ radio check.
Okay, you were a little noisy. KF8 station, this is WDAKLL. I'm reading you off the Holly repeater.
Thank you very much. Brand new radio, I just want to make sure I programmed it right. KF8 FSZ, over.
Is anybody going to set that clock?
Anybody know what, does everybody know what time it is? Don't remember tool time?
Why fix the clocks? You're going to have to move them ahead an hour on Sunday anyway. Wait till Sunday, then fix it. Do I?
What's up, RCY? WDD.
Good afternoon. Nothing much. Got my bag adjusted this morning. And, actually more my neck and atlas area more than anything else. But I just encompass it with the whole bag. That's good. Hopefully it works.
Some people that stuff works really well on. Other people it's a waste of time and money.
Sounds like you might be one of the ones that it works for. Well, it took decades for me to trust the doctor, and my doctor was all the way out by the MISD building. Matter of fact, he's like a half a block south there. He's at 19 in Garfield, and just south of your location there for your meetings. He's in that plaza. But I took me a while for me to just trust him, and I haven't looked back since. And then with all the weight I've lost, last 2 years. More adjustments are needed than ever because just your body loses the weight. Your back, of course, shifts and moves. But, yeah, I would have never known I had the problems I had in my upper back, let alone the problems with my lower back with my mobility issues, which I was originally treated for. But, yeah, I got a good doc, and I can't complain. Be right back. I think I'm here. WARCY, standing by.
You ever notice on the days you want to screw off, the phone doesn't stop ringing? And the days that you don't want to screw off, it's quiet. How does that work?
That's kind of natural for me, but, you know, me being retired now and I don't do anything but sit on the couch all day. At least I'm not to the point of watching funny cat videos yet, but I have enough stuff to keep me busy and keep my mind occupied. But, no, I get where you're coming from. And you're also probably trying to get, you know, yourself together because I believe you're heading to the west coast of the state this evening. So you got to get all that stuff done. In 2 weeks, I got a race to do. So in 3 weeks from today, which would be the 23rd, I'm going to get in touch with you about getting my radios updated.
Yeah. Show me the list now and send it to me, and I still got the original code plug. I know what's wrong with it. I know what I did, and it's been a while. I did it to Sean's a little bit, too. When you import the new contacts, it wipes out everything else. So I figured out how to stop that. So basically, instead of saying, like, MI5-51, I now write down what the talk group is first. So I write down 5-1 and then what it is. And then when I do all the updated additions to the code plug for all the newer contacts and everything else, I don't wipe out the, I just wipe out that part of it, not all of it. So, but I never thought that, you know, okay, just delete it and reload it, it wouldn't automatically take it. It doesn't work that way.
Well, when you did my radios the last time and you put the statewide stuff in, the HT works fine. It's the big box radio, the 5550E, that's messed up, which will be explanatory when I send you the information ahead of time. I might send you the information before I leave. I fly out. I don't want to fly out, but I fly out on the night of the 17th. And I'm not getting on an airplane with a possibly drunk pilot, so I'm trying to find a way of getting down there sooner that IMSA will cover the cost of, because they cover my flights anyway. But I said to them, jokingly, I think I'm flying out on Tuesday night. You guys are out of your mind.
Yeah. You're flying commercial or private?
All of our flights are charter flights set up through NASCAR, because NASCAR is the parent company to IMSA, our sports car series, and they arrange all the flights ahead of time, and I kind of like double-check with them. I says, is there some other way we can not fly out that night? I'm just not comfortable with that. And he says, oh, no, there's no worries, and I go, mm-hmm. So, but I guess enough other, I guess I wasn't the only one who said something, and they're going to make changes into the flights. We're either going to fly out Monday night or early Wednesday morning.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was going to say, you usually don't hear too much about pilots. Drunk. You see the movies a lot, but you usually don't hear too much about it. I remember the one time years ago, remember the Man Show was really popular, and Jimmy Kimmel, strictly not politics, it was a great act. Jimmy Kimmel was acting like he was getting blitzed in the bar, and he was telling everybody that, you know, he's got to go in a little bit, and said, he was nice to these people, and said they were on the same plane, and he goes, it was really a cute monologue, and then he goes, oh, you're deadheading? He goes, no, I'm in the seat, I'm up front.
Well, like I started to say, I just made a comment to them about it, kind of like on the side. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm just not comfortable flying, you know, at 8 o'clock at night. Usually we, you know, it just depends on how they do the route. But usually we get out of here because we fly out of Pontiac, Oakland Airport there. And they got like 5 to 6 stops on this part of the United States because they have a plane that goes up and down the East Coast, one across the Southwest to California, and then one that shoots up through the Middle West, Midwest area, like Iowa, Central Plains area. And, yeah, we have officials all over. And, like I say, even this past winter when I was doing Daytona, we got screwed up flying back because once we took off from Indianapolis, we had no place to land here in Detroit yet. Pontiac was not plowed yet or safe to land, and so we ended up sitting in Indianapolis for a couple hours longer than what we wanted to. That was coming home.
Yeah, that happens. I get it. You guys communicate with your radios. You guys use DMR or you guys use analog? I never did look at that part of the radio. I don't care. And do they encrypt it?
Well, in recent years, they've added encryption to the medical team's radios, which I don't really monitor. I have access to it in race control because we hear what goes on. But due to what happened with a few drivers being killed, they decided to encrypt them because the crowd knew what was going on more so than, you know, the race crowds out there have scanners and stuff like that, and they listen to all the traffic between the race car and the pit box. And before these incidences happened, they started to, they were all analog, and now everything is P25 and all other channels are basic analog for the crowd to listen to, and it's just much easier than DMR. I mean, we had 60 cars on track for the 24-hour race, and some teams had more than one car. So, you know, you're talking two different frequencies there. I mean, I can't even tell you the frequency charts that I see set up for a race like the Rolex 24 back in January with all the teams and things like that. We work with two companies, Racing Radios and Racing Electronics, and it's just nuts. You look at the chart inside their transporters because they bring huge truckloads of equipment. You know, to install, repair, replace, you know, something breaks and gets fixed right there. But, yeah, it's a whole entity company in themselves. And the wall charts that I see of all the functions, race control, race operations, fire, safety, medical, you name it, break. I just look at it, just roll my eyes at how they keep it all together. But, yeah, it's a huge undertaking for sure to do it, and that's their headache, not mine. But my equipment comes out of Racing Radios, and if I have any problems with any of my equipment, I just go to their trailer and say, this is broke, or I need this fixed, I need it replaced, and they'll hook me up. But my frequencies in here are analog in this radio.
Yeah, it would make sense. You don't want the fans hearing. So, yeah, because I do remember, you know, like all these scan tools, I have scans now they got, you know, that unit and scan and everything else like that. You can pretty much find anything. All you need is a little bit of knowledge and, you know, you'll figure it out. I mean, just with half a brain. I was just curious how they did that. So, and the mixture of technologies, that would make sense too. 25 MR, encrypting, not encrypting, all that stuff. So when these guys are talking, when the actual drivers are talking, are they using handy talkies connected to their headsets, or do they actually have a mobile radio inside their car?
In all honesty, it's like about the budget, really. I mean, you can put an HT into a race car, and as long as the battery lasts 3 hours, you're good to go. But if they wreck the race car and the radio gets destroyed, replacing an HT, not as high quality as an XPR. They're basically, what do they call them now? The R series, and it's not an R7. It's like an R1 or an R2. There's no screen on them or keypad. They're just the basic radio, and they're only a few $100 to replace. But in endurance racing, they're currently running the XPRs across the board from Motorola or whatever Kenwood's equivalent is, because some teams run Kenwood. But, they use the mobile rigs in there because they have to be hardwired into the vehicle for the endurance. You know, I mean, these cars run next week or 2 weeks now. I go to a 12-hour race, and those cars just run for 12 hours straight. So you can't go in there and have time to swap out a battery or a radio during a pit stop. So they're hardwired in.
Yeah, or when they're getting fueled, just hand up another handy talkie here. Give me yours, you know, something like that. But, yeah, it makes sense. I'm just curious to what level of, you know, expertise they go there, you know. And, you know, even, you know, like you said, the lower number R radios, you really, you know, you don't want the driver fumbling around with channels and everything else like that. And here you go. You got one channel Willy, and that's all we care about. And an on-off switch.
Well, in your leisure time, there, you can look up racingradios.com, and you can see the kits and the radios that they use and how they hook up helmets and everything else. I mean, they even have now devices where when you plug in your helmet into the radio, it also identifies the driver who's behind the wheel. So, you know, race control knows who's behind the wheel without having to, you know, relay a message. It's all plug and play. That technology wasn't around 5-6 years ago. So it's getting crazy what they do. Sometimes, like I say, it just fascinates me. But that's how my whole Motorola commercial world got started, because I started working with racing radios back in 1992 when I first became an official. So, yeah, so that's my little history there with Motorola and why I trust them so well.
Yeah, they definitely make nice stuff. There's no doubt about that. So, very good. I was just interested. I just thought, you know, something that's always kind of been in the back of my mind, and I never really had a chance to ask you all those questions, like, you know, how do they do this? What do they do? And things of that nature. You know, I got a customer that's really, I'll just talk to him about it. The Moran Group, they got dealerships all over Southeast Michigan now, and that's his thing. He's really into the ones, not at the level that you do, but, you know, the ones around here, you know, Kalamazoo and Ohio and, you know, somewhere in the Thumb, you know, those cars. He's really, really into it. I just wonder what he is to talk back and forth to his guys.
Well, there are several companies out there that do them, but Racing Radios, Racing Electronics, and RaceCom or RaceTech are the top three that you'll see at the big national events at IndyCar, NASCAR, IMSA, and in some cases now NHRA Drag Racing. That market, they're using radios now. But it's just a matter of, you know, it's just the technology. Like I say, when I started in 92, everything was all analog. And then, like I said, in the late 90s, early 2000s, Greg Moore was killed, Dale Earnhardt Sr. was killed, and a lot of that information leaked out to type of fans that sit in the stands with these scanners, pocket scanners and headsets. And even their headsets have become even more efficient, where you get a group of about 4 to 6. There's an intercom link that you can hook up, and you guys can all talk to each other during the race through an intercom and still monitor the scanner. So it's just crazy what they do now. And just last year, they came up with a new programming module. So when I go to a racetrack with my scanners that plug into the other side of my headset, sometimes frequencies change, or you have to change frequencies because you're in a certain area and it might interfere with municipality communications. So they came up with a programming thing where you can just plug it into your laptop and you can download everything ahead of time on your own personal computer, which I do now. Instead of going to the track and dropping my scanners off for an update before the weekend starts. So, yeah, things are constantly updating all the time with technology for sure.
Great. Sounds good. All right, sir. Probably go see my daughter for a little bit. Yeah, you're right. I am heading towards the West Coast conference. So, gonna go get educated.
I'm not sure I heard where you said you were, but you're getting a little crackly. So, all right. You have a great trip. Enjoy your time there, and we'll talk to you and to Sean as well when you both get back. And like I say, I will send you the information about what's going to be done with the radios. Like you say, you know most of it. It's, you know, the stuff that got that needs to be changed or adjusted, and then I'm just putting one frequency into each radio. I haven't found any other frequencies I want at this time. 70 centimeter frequencies, not so much DMR, but I'll make those adjustments between now and then. Have a safe trip. Enjoy. We'll talk to you when we get back. WARCY, we're clear.
Very good. You bring it, I'll build it. Talk to you later. WACD. I'm up here by the top golf. Probably about the end of the road. Later.
Need a 2x4 antenna. Roger.
Are you rolling already?
Yeah, but I'm rolling slow. I might stop and fuck the pair up.
All right, because I'm not leaving probably for at least an hour, hour and a half. So we won't cross paths. I'll see you there.
Yeah, it'll work out that well. Yeah.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. WAEAP.
See that? I knew it. I just knew it. Hello. How goes it? So I'm thinking of Nagoya.
I didn't say Nagoya, I said 2x4. That's going pretty good. Yeah. Things are coming along. Doctor's appointment coming up towards the end of the week, and see if I can stop wearing the brace. And a few other milestones I may be attaining this weekend. So, in a pretty good mood, despite Donald being out there.
You sound like you're in better spirits. You sound a little less depressed there for a while. You just felt the depression and upsetness on your voice. But hey, you sound good. Better than all my parents. Welcome back.
Well, if he's making sarcastic remarks about me, you know he's feeling very, very good. WARCY.
Leave a gap in there if someone else wanted to say anything.
Let the sarcasm fly.
I'm trying to run out of rope.
end of it right there. You need a DB20G and a 2x4, but yeah, that's about the end of the rope right there.
Well, he didn't roll down the window and put his radio out the window, but stick the antenna out the window, so he didn't try that trick yet.
You got to go barefoot, too, barefoot, to get a better ground plane.
I used to drive barefoot when I was a kid, but my parents kept yelling at me, "You're not allowed to do that." And I said, "Well, there's a lot of things I'm not allowed to do, but, you know, I never had any problems driving barefoot back in the day."
Oh, yeah, my sister used to go barefoot all the time, and I'm going to bring back some good memories. Remember back in the 70s when they had dirt roads around here, even in Sterling Heights, we had a lot of dirt roads. They put that oil, like a truck would come and spray oil on the dirt road so it wouldn't kick up dust. And I remember my sister having black feet. Her feet were always black on the bottom because she'd walk down the street barefoot. And that's what I remember about, like, the summers back in the early 70s. I said, "Yeah, feet are gross."
In my hometown of St. Clair Shores, the main street that my parents' house was on a corner lot, and the main streets that ran up and down north were paved, and then there were two cross streets between the mile and half mile roads. And the one where my parents' house was, it was dirt and gravel between the two main side streets, and those tar trucks used to come by. But over the years, it wore out so bad that you basically, like, went up a, I don't want to call it a slope or ramp or a hill, but there was, that you go to meet to cross the main street and go back down to the other side of the cross street. It was just hilly and rough and terrain. And finally, I think I was probably in junior high school, which would have been 69 through 71 era. They finally cleaned all that out and paved the road in there and cemented it all in so everything's smooth. But the next street over from my parents' house, my parents lived on Grant, the street to the west was Larchmont. And then about the two streets over was 94 where they did the cut through on Beaconsfield there to dig out 94. But there's a Larchmont in Hazelwood, there's a double dip. And if you go westbound from Jones to Hughes, which is about a 4 or 5 block stretch, you hit Larchmont with speed, there's a double dip there, and I guarantee your car will get launched, and if you remain able to remain control, you might make it to Hughes. If not, you're going to crash out.
Somewhere on Ryan Road, I forget where it was, I think it was when they first paved over the railroad tracks down by 22 Mile. I know, we used to get going about 100, catch air over this. I don't know where it is. It's not there. Wherever it is, not there anymore. But back when I had my duster, we'd keep going about 100 and launch a few feet in the air. But it was a real soft ramp. So, you know, your car would take off and land pretty softly. But, yep. That now there's only a few streets in Sterling Heights that are still dirt. All those streets on Mound Road south of 15, they're all paved now. Yep, good old days.
Good old 11 Mile Road, which they cut pretty much 696 down through to the Mound Road area because they had to go sweep around the TACOM building and tank arsenal buildings there. That's why you got that funny loop at Mound when you're traveling on 696. But I remember 11 Mile Road being nothing but two-lane road, and my ex-wife's family lives off of 11 and Grosbeck, and all the houses and stuff they took out to dig out the freeway
They dug like three streets or so into the southbound side of 11 Mile. If they went one more street, I think her parents' house would have been taken or would have been part of the 11 Mile Road service drive when they dug all that out. I remember watching that get built out and dug.
WYM.
Go ahead, Arped.
Hey, Eric. You know, I heard you talking about that ramp thing on Ryan, and I remember that. I remember taking my 76 Delta 88 flying southbound through there, and all of a sudden the road disappeared. And then I landed, and my team member smacked into the pavement and left a shower of sparks behind me. And the other gentleman, I heard you mention Larchmont. I actually know where that is. I have an ex-girlfriend who a long time ago bought a house on that street. I think it's RCY. Go ahead, WYM.
You are correct, sir. It is W8RCY, not to be confused with W8YRC. There's that gentleman out there. I met him over the winter. I didn't meet him, but I heard him on the radio. Yeah, Larchmont is technically, I think, three streets off of Beaconsfield before before I-94 was built in the early 60s, because they cut 94 through between 9 Mile and 12 Mile right through Beaconsfield. And I used to be able to walk into the city of Roseville from my parents' house, and it was like three or four streets over, because it was Grant, Larchmont, Hughes, and then Beaconsfield, and then the Roseville streets continued on the other side. But, yeah, those days, the stuff that went on, I used to ride a mini bike or a go-kart on 94 as it was being under construction, and I got kicked off by the cops all the time. Never got busted or confiscated. Just, yeah, you got to get out of here. And then on the interchange of 696 and I-94, we used to hide up at the top of the eastbound 696 ramp to eastbound I-94. It banks to the left as you head eastbound. And we used to go down the entrance ramp to 94, turn around and loop back up the new construction. And we used to hide up there with CB radios, and nobody could find us until the cops found us. And they kind of, some of the Shores cops, St. Clair Shores cops, were cool about it, and they hung out there with us too. But, yeah, the 70s, there were some good times in the 70s for sure, Eric, definitely. But, yeah, those days are long gone. You can't get away with what we used to for sure. W-8-R-C-Y. Over to you, Eric, and then back to Arpet.
Yep. I used to have fun. We were just talking about you the other day. Yesterday, I think it was, Arpet, my friend Dave said that he came over to your house a couple times. They had these Otter coax connectors, and I said, yeah, he used to write an article for the Useka paper, or flyer, whatever that was called, I forget. But I told him that, Arpet bought a couple of, like, 10,000-foot rolls of coax. I'm probably exaggerating. Bought a couple of big rolls of coax, and I remember buying 99.13 off you back in the day.
Yeah, that brings back memories. That's a long time ago. That would have been like late 80s, early 90s era. Yeah, and speaking of CB radio on high places, the two spots I used to hang out sometimes was after the Warren section of 696 was paved, but before it opened, I used to pull onto the, I think it was the DeQuinder ramp, and then I would go all the way over to the left side of the freeway, and I would back up onto the bridge that went over I-75, and I'd park up there with my 8-foot whip on the back of my Delta 88, and broadcast from there. That and Stony Creek Hill, that was always a popular spot. Couldn't hang out there long at night, though, because that was always pretty heavily patrolled. But Anyway, just want to jump in there, throw in those couple of comments. I'll let you find gentlemen carry on. RCY, steal it, WI, 8M.
Don't say for me to steal it, because I'll steal it like I stole it for sure. Pleasure always. You're welcome into conversations anytime, sir. But yeah, you were talking about the Clender and 696. I'm only about a half a mile. I'm about a mile from that bridge cross. I'm actually a half a mile north of 11. And Sean and I are not too far from one another. But another good spot was the interchange on 696 at Mound. There were a lot of places if you can get up the embankments and get up underneath there and hide underneath the overpasses to the interchange itself. You can tuck yourself up in there and not be seen. And my ex-wife worked in a restaurant in the area, and I used to, you know, take her to work in the morning. And because I think it was a few times one of our cars were in the shop or something. And I remember going westbound 696, approaching the Mound Loop, the loop around the tank buildings and everything. And you look up in there, and you see, like, the front grill of something. And it turned out to be state troopers kind of, like, found out about my idea. And so we get to the restaurant, and these state troopers come in, and I'm sitting there having coffee while my wife gets the ex-wife gets started with her day. I said, were any of you guys sitting at the Mound, the underpass, overpass, semi-interchange thing? And he goes, yeah, we were just up there. I said, I thought I spotted you guys up there. He said, well, we heard that there were people that used to come up here and sit at night, so now we sit at night. And I kind of chuckled and laughed. I said, oh, so you found out about my hiding space. And they laughed, and they said, why, was it you? I said, yeah, I used to sit up there quite often in the Camaro that I have out in the parking lot. And so on and so forth. But like I said, back in the day, you get a chuckle out of it. Today, you know, they would have probably, if that were to happen today, I'd probably get a few tickets or something or get in some kind of trouble.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WADPAPN, so am I.
Yeah, I was just going to bring up what our pet brought up, sitting up on top of Stony Creek Hill. That was a really good vantage point. I mean, you could see the Ambassador Bridge and Detroit skyline from up there. And, correct, it was heavily patrolled. But one or two of the guys had REACT, Channel 9 REACT. Remember that? That'll probably shake some cobwebs out of your head. Channel 9 group. So we just kind of let the sheriff into believing we're all Channel 9 REACT. So they would just wave to us. They would just let us sit up there all night. You know, it was the good old days, sitting up there till the sun comes up, then it was time to go home.
Well, there is a person that is on this FBI network that has mentioned to me that they were once a part of REACT down, I think it was the Fisher Building is where it was located at the time, or the Penobscot Building. I can't remember those years. But I do remember REACT, and I do remember Channel 9. But one of the other crazy little things I used to do is before they went to concrete, what do they call those things, down the center of the freeway, concrete barriers that go right down the center of the freeway. They used to have steel guardrails with wooden mounts, and they sat lower than these new concrete walls, median walls are now. And I used to pull up in my Camaro and park across from a few of the St. Clair Shores cops that used to run traffic out there, and they used to tuck their patrol cars right up against the railing, and as you're going around the turn, they're hiding on the inside of the part of the turn, and, you know, they got you, you're busted. But I used to sit on the opposite side of them, and I'd sit there, and people would go by, and they said, yeah, you got a certain color, like chocolate brown, because I remember Tom's car. Yeah, you got a chocolate-covered radar car on one side, and it looks like they got some kind of fancy Camaro on the other side, and the two of them are back and forth talking. you know, we're just sitting, say, practically sitting side by side about maybe 4 feet apart, so you can still carry on a decent conversation. I can't do that now with these new guardrails because there's no thing to pull up on and stuff. But another crazy thing I once did, and I look, like I said, you look back now and you ask yourself, knock on wood, what was I thinking?
Oh, yeah. I got some stories, but maybe someday in person over breakfast or something. Anyhow, I got to get out of here. It's 3 o'clock. I got some other stuff to do around here, so just thought I'd encourage you guys out there. I figured I'd jump in and do a little instigating. Couldn't help myself. So. All right, catch you guys later. Have a good afternoon. W8VAP.
Well, with the more instigating and sarcasm, we know you're feeling better. And we know that you're getting back to abnormality like the rest of us. So do take care. Take it easy on yourself. Don't, you know, overexert yourself. And, you know, keep that PTT finger, keep it in shape because you never know when you're going to need it. WARCY. I have arrived. W8BD, Durand. Analog. UHF M1, Central Michigan.
N8WRO, clear as a bell, Wally. Clear as a bell. Very good, loud and clear.
W8RCY. My guess is it's all that microwaving.
I got you in there, Donald. Wally's making his little road trip there. We're on Statewide 1 for a little bit, and he mentioned he's getting close to Durand. And there's this, I think it's a new repeater there. Tom's always on it. And sure enough, he's got it. He's hitting it good, I think. What do you say? Donald, go ahead, make one.
Well, you said clear as a bell. I went ding-dong, and definitely he's, I'm monitoring through by node over here at Mass Nights, but definitely clear as a bell for sure. I can throw in all the cliches, but I won't. It won't be necessary. But I saw something on the hub, the monitor page for All-Star, and I saw that there was somebody out there either with a note or something in the Durand area. I don't have it up right now on my screen, but I see one that's out there that's popped up recently. W8RCY, I'll let you gentlemen continue on.
It is I, world famous W8 Victor Delta. Jim, go ahead.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yep, looking at the dashboard, and that's not just a personal note or anything. That's an actual input there for the network, so there you go. And you are sounding good on it, Wally. Yeah, I think that's a relatively new one, Donald, because I don't remember seeing it before. But all right. Well, sounds good. Hey, Wally, I'm going to probably step out for a little bit and get a bite, but I'll come back eventually. I'll hear you out either here or Statewide 1. Donald, always good to hear from you. N8WRO, after you, Wally.
Okay, I'm going to go let it dance around on the DMR1. I just want to watch my little voter vote. Talk on you later. Don, finish this up. Talk to you guys later.
WABD. Yeah, okay. Before I stick a fork in it and then done. Yeah, that Duran one, I've seen it for a little over a week now on this, I guess it's called the Hub page. I just refer to it as the All-Star chart thingamajiggy. I don't even know the nickname for it. But, yeah, the Hub, and it's on there now. And it's up in Duran, 2.625. All right, I'm sticking a fork in it, W8RCY. I got to figure out what they have for dinner. Probably won't be much because I don't eat much in this hour of the daytime. Maybe more in the morning and at lunch, and then that's about it. Well, you continue to have safe travels, Tim. Yeah, it's good to be heard on the radio once in a while. W8RCY, have a good afternoon.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KE8WOJ, KE8WOJ, KE4ZYQ.
Connected to CMN Network.
KE8WOJ, KE8WOJ, KE4ZYQ. Negative contact, KE8WOJ, KE4ZYQ, clear.
KACAKJO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yes, we are. Hey, CKKO.
Hey, Feta, how's it going?
Hello, hello. You done with work?
Yeah, for about 72 days I've been done with work.
Oh, did you officially retire or something?
No, just had a little bit of a break. Yeah, I left my old job and then been looking for a new one. So, but it's been interesting. Been on a bunch of interviews, but nothing yet. Possibly something coming up.
IT related or automotive?
Software engineering. So I was a software developer. I've done IT in the past, but mostly doing software development. And with the wonderful world of AI these days, we are not as needed, supposedly. Well, until the companies realize how much it costs.
Gotcha. All right, I'll be right back. I gotta go see my kid. KCKJO.
Alrighty, yeah, I'm in the hole here, so I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get in for a while. I'm going through Rochester. KFADA.
Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network.
Wow, an hour and nobody's talking. It must be in Pittsburgh.
KFA-FQN listening.
WAFE.
WAFE, this is KFA-FQN. Go ahead.
Good evening, Wyatt. I am driving, and I am using my phone to connect in and out somewhere between Grand Rapids and Muskegon. I was on DMR talking to Wally, WABD, but that gave out on me, so I thought I'd get on here and see if anybody could relay to Wally over on DMR that I have lost the system. Anyhow, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Actually, I was right in the middle of doing a YouTube video until I heard you calling out. But I'm making a YouTube video about the Cobra HH33. It's a CB radio, or CBHT from the 80s.
W8RCY.
Hello, Donald. Yeah, that's cool. Your videos are cool. They're inspiring. Hopefully some other young folks will take a look and say, man, I want to get on that. So very good. Donald, go ahead.
Good evening, Wyatt. And Sean, do you need me to relay a message to Wally on DMR?
Yeah, if you could just key up on Statewide 1 and just tell them that I'm west of Grand Rapids. I've lost the repeater, and I couldn't get back to him, so I'll just see him in Muskegon. Thank you.
Copy. I will try to reach him. W8RCY. Gentlemen, continue on.
You might also add that I'll be on the FBI network / CMN network via ground wire for the rest of the trip. Thank you, Donald.
I was switching channels. Did you say that you're going to be on the FBI network the rest of the way?
Yeah, via my phone. I'm just going to use my phone app to stay here. So he can do the same if he wants. But all right. Thank you.
Not a problem. WRCY. W8RCY. Brain fart. We'll relay the message. We're clear.
KFA-FQN.
Anyhow, Wyatt, yeah, sorry about that, trying to coordinate things on the road here. Wally and I are heading to the same conference, and we're going to get there roughly the same time. So just trying to, whoops, police reported ahead. Got to slow down here and get over. So that police reported ahead, don't become police handing out tickets. But anyhow, we're trying to coordinate for an evening cocktail, maybe a bite to eat.
Roger, use it again, Sean. I'm just kidding. I was doing one of my videos, and it came in there again, so you could be featured in there. But, yeah, that sounds like fun. Sounds like a nice evening. And I forgot to ask you, how's your evening doing?
just a lot of driving and a little frustration because I've missed exits twice now, but it hasn't delayed me much. All right, well, I'm going to let you get back to your video, and hopefully I didn't bugger it up too bad. And I'm going to focus on the road here and trying to coordinate with the guys. So have fun. W8FU after yours.
Hi, Roger. Well, I had a nice time talking to you, and you have a good rest of your evening. And 7 days to you, and if I don't catch you on the air tonight or something, you have a good night. And this is KF8F2N, clear.
W8FU from W8RCY.
Yes.
I reached him. I started to give him the message, and then I lost him. He dropped off, so I don't know if he actually heard me or not, but I tried. I'll let you continue on, and have a safe trip the rest of the way, and we'll catch you when you get back, unless there's any other messages. W8RCY.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Nope. But I figure he knows exactly what's going on. We've been battling with it the whole trip. You know, you drop out of one, and then you don't pick up the next, and whatever. And I think you got a little bit of an issue with my radio. So, all right. Thank you for trying, and we'll leave it at that. I'm going to drop out of here and go direct with them and let them know, although I'm getting very close. I'm only about 10 miles out, so. Might as well just wait till I get there. I hope I didn't screw up here. No, I don't think so. Be my third wrong turn. All right, thanks for working on getting that message out.
That's what the system is for, to help each other out. W8RC1.
Woohoo! End of the freeway.
The end of the freeway, I know where you're at. My brother used to live in Muskegon Heights and Norton Shores when he moved from the East Coast to the West Coast before he moved to Florida. So you're almost there. That's good. I will let you go. I'm going to listen to the net on the double nickel. I think John's doing it. I'm not sure. AAD8OD. So, safe travels the rest of the way. We'll catch you in the morning. WRCY 565.
What was that call sign?
W8RCY.
I thought I heard something else. Heard some numbers, like 565. Oh, well. Have fun. And yes, I'm in that final stretch. We have about 5 miles to go. So I'm turning in. So, good deal. Thanks for the assist.
Signs of old age and brain farts and short-term memory loss. I've been talking to you for the last 10 minutes or so with the proper call sign, and now I screwed up. Hey, I'm only human. What can I say? Again, enjoy your conference. We'll catch you when you get back. W8RCY. I am QSY to the double nickel to listen to the net over there, and then I'm going to probably call it quits. Good night.
Who knows? Maybe I heard it wrong. I am driving and paying attention to the road and half listening, and RCY sounds like rhymes kind of with 565 RCY. I don't know. I could have heard it wrong. Anyhow. All right. Talk to you later. W8FU.
connected to CMN Network.
WADAP, KFADA.
KFADA, WADAP.
I hear ya. Where you at?
18 Defender inside the car with the stubby duct. The mini Kong with the mini antenna. Roger.
Roger. Should talk to you on the Land Cruiser, Peter. You're literally like a quarter of a mile away.
I'm coming in off the Warren machine right now.
Yeah, I'm using my 890 with the, I don't know, that antenna that you found, the metal base.
Yeah, what about it? I don't have it with me.
Yeah, that's what I'm using. I'm just wondering, is the signal okay?
Yeah, rock solid, rock solid.
Wonderful. Yeah, so, yeah, cool. I mean, you're making it into Warren from there. That's good. That's a good hop. And, you know, the thing is like, I was in Rochester, and, man, that's like a, have you ever been downtown? I mean, you've been downtown, but just looking around from downtown, you're in a crater. They need like a relay up at the top.
There was a security guard just talked on the radio. And I was talking to him simplex, and he said he was in downtown Rochester, and I go, no, you're not. I wouldn't be able to hear you. Drove over there and went to the deal at the top of the hill. He was there. Oh, you're in a hole down there. He was here at the top of the hill. Found him in like 5 minutes. He was impressed.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, if you were a ham radio operator and you lived in like those apartments down at the bottom or any of the homes down there, man, you're not doing any radio.
The off-site are everywhere.
Well, all you need is, like, somebody needs to just put, like, a crossband. I mean, if I were living down there or whatever, I would find a way to do, like, a crossband, but put something at the top of the hill, and then you would just, like, you know, if I'm at the bottom, I could, like, crossband to that one that's at the top of the hill and then get out.
Yeah. All right, and I'm just going to talk to you on the other one. WATAP.
KFADS, and by the way, there is water. There is antennas on top of the water tower down in downtown Rochester. Not sure if those are used for that. I thought that was interesting. KFADS.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KEX Mobile. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray Mobile.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. To CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KD9QLK, monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network.